rest of the story. I'd like to paint a picture for you, a portrait, actually, of a cowboy in repose. Western art abounds with such studies. There's one particularly famous one depicting a sleeping cowboy using his saddle as his pillow. Artists tell me the intrigue of painting a still silent cowboy rests in the contrast with his vigorous lifestyle. So anyway, a cowboy in repose. But this portrait you have never seen before. The setting is a ranch house porch. The body reclining in the rustic wooden chair appears long and lanky, trail-scarred leather chaps draping his slender legs. The cowboy's booted feet are propped against an upright porch timber. His arms are resting gently by his sides. But look at the face. And look at the eyes. Camping out beneath that Stetson brim. Squinting, pinched, intense, and yet somehow so peaceful. This is Mona Lisa, Texas style. The weathered visage and the ghost of a slight secret smile. It's a cowboy in repose. A real cowboy, as a matter of fact, a fellow named, and yes, I do mean Lynn, named L-Y-N-N. But this is the rest of the story. This rugged rancher grew up not under the western stars, but in a town. Yet he loved cattle right from the start. Lynn worked all sorts of odd jobs so that he could save enough money to buy a calf. His parents said, "Why do you want to do that?" His answer was always the same, "'Cause I want to be a rancher." And so it was that the family garage became young Lynn's wide open spaces, the grazing ground for a real live calf. And then two of them, and eventually three, then four. The boy fed them from a baby bottle at first, and pretty soon Lynn's ranch outgrew the garage. He began renting small tracts of pasture outside town. He took good care of his animals. In fact, for a while there, around high school, Lynn wanted to be a veterinarian. "I gotta look after my doggies," he'd say. Well, Lynn never did become a vet. He did grow up to become a riding, roping, ranching cowboy with a 1,000-head herd all his own. Oh, yes, he also found a way to help pay for the rest of those calves, the ones that now comprise his Alvin, Texas stock. It was another odd job, I guess you might say. Lynn figured that he'd work at it 4 or 5 years, long enough to get started. He'd only be good 4 or 5 years, he thought, but as it turned out, he was good a spell longer than that. You see, most men enter professional sports with a mind to stay in as long as possible. Not Lynn. He wanted out as soon as possible, soon as he could afford to buy his own ranch. It was just his luck that his body stayed young and fresh and fast longer than any other athlete in the history of his specialty. Lynn thought his arm would go dead in no time, you see, but it refused, at least until he had struck out more batters than any pitcher in big league baseball ever. Some call him the greatest pitcher of all time. But now you've met the man who became a full-time midlife cowboy after blazing a trail through the major league record books. Lynn Nolan Ryan Jr. You've known him as Nolan Ryan. Now you know the rest of the story.